southern part of Abyei over the weekend experienced a fresh outbreak of armed attacks, which resulted in a number of civilian deaths and injuries, kidnappings, the burning of villages, and theft of cattle. These attacks happened on the 3rd and the 4th of February in the villages of Malual Aleu, Banton, Awolhom, Abathok, Machbong, Awal, and the eastern part of Rumamer. The attacks included the use of heavy weapons such as rocket-propelled grenades and mortars. According to initial reports, 23 people were killed during the attacks and 17 others were injured.
That's only the weekend, right? The death toll.
This is over the weekend, yes. This over the weekend. We had attacks on the 23rd and 28th of January, and the numbers impacted during that attack are different from this one.
Including two peacekeepers that were killed.
Yes. UNISFA peacekeepers were targeted in this attack, and an armored personnel carrier, which came under heavy fire and was extensively damaged in an ambush. Ghanaian UN peacekeepers at a base in Mariala Chak were also fired upon before the attackers were repelled by our Ghanaian peacekeepers. Just want to add that UNISFA peacekeepers are currently sheltering and providing basic support to over 2,000 displaced people in its bases. And this includes hundreds of children, pregnant women, the elderly, and people with disabilities.
What is the total death toll? Because like you rightly mentioned, this, the attacks over the weekend were separate from the attacks a few days earlier, where two peacekeepers were killed and several civilians as well. How many people have been killed, let's say, in the last 2 weeks in Abyei now?
So in the initial attack, there were 52 civilians who were killed and 64 injured. In the current attack, and these are initial numbers, the initial numbers are 23 people killed and 17 injured.
And can you provide more insight into the identity and motives of the armed attackers responsible for the recent outbreak of violence?
At the moment, the mission has instituted an investigation and will provide more information once the identities have been established.
In terms of your response, like given the use of heavy weapons, like you mentioned, like rocket-propelled grenades, mortars, what steps is UNISFA taking to enhance maybe its capacity to protect civilians?
UNISFA has intensified its patrols. We're currently undertaking joint land and air patrol to deter the further violence and protect civilians. We have intensified our efforts to engage with the local leaders, authorities, community leaders, the civil society, and other stakeholders to prevent retaliatory attacks. And we are calling for an immediate ceasefire of hostilities and respect of international humanitarian law, as well as the protection of civilians in the Abyei box. And of course, in our engagements with the stakeholders, we are urging for their cooperation in ensuring that perpetrators are held accountable and peace is restored in Abyei.
These attacks are reoccurring every now and then, and sometimes they're blamed on neighbors in Twitch attacking the people of Abyei. Sometimes it's internal. In the past, it used to be militias and nomads from Sudan. Given that UNISFA is a Chapter 7 peacekeeping mission with the mandate to use force to prevent such attacks and to protect civilians, how do you respond to some of the criticism that maybe UNISFA is not doing enough?
As I've mentioned, since the attacks over the last 1 week, And of course, that's what the mission has been doing. The mission has increasingly intensified its patrols. We are undertaking air patrols, land patrols. We are taking patrols during day and night. And these patrols are joint patrols. So we brought in the Indian peacekeepers, the Pakistani peacekeepers, and the Ghanaian peacekeepers undertaking joint patrols to enhance security within the affected areas. We are also engaging at the highest level, both at local level with the local leaders and community leaders, as I mentioned, with the civil society, but also at the highest political levels in capitals in Juba, to ensure that the situation is brought under control and peace is restored. As you might be aware, there were presidential orders that were issued most recently, and that indicates engagement in the Abiy issue at the highest level, even within the capital in Juba.